You're listening all about home construction right here on AM 1450 WATA, News Talk 1200 WXIT. I'm Terry Gannell back. Randy Blake in here with us. And, of course, our guest this week, Tony with Hunter's Tree Service. And, Tony, we appreciate you coming in. I tell you what, before we get too far into continuing our topic here, we had a caller, Lois. If you want to give out your phone number, maybe she can give you a call later and you can go take a look at the tree.
It's area code 828-733-3320.
And we'll get that again towards the end of the show. She's wanting to write that down. But, you know, you were kind of mentioning it's trees or plants in general. It's one of those things that kind of like a doctor. If your elbow hurts or something, sometimes it's hard to call over the phone and diagnose the problem because it could be several different issues.
That is correct, and you know my company and the other companies do give free estimates, so you know we could come out and look at your tree and look at the other trees you have in your landscape and give you a professional opinion what might need to be done or if anything needs to be done.
Is there any indication, you know, say I'm looking at a tree, what do I need to look for just to know that it's healthy? I mean, I know, obviously, if it's got bark and it's got leaves, then I know it's healthy, but I guess there's probably a little more to that.
Yeah, it's a little tougher in the winter, you know, to find out if the tree is, you know, is doing well or not. But early summer, when they're in full leaf, if you look up in the canopy and you see part of your canopy does not have any leaves on it, then you definitely, you know, have a problem. You have dieback. And traditionally, trees that are under stress or from either old age or construction injuries or, you know, whatever else is affecting them, they will traditionally start dying at the canopy and work their way down. So that's a good indicator if you look up, like I said, into the top of the tree and see that part of your tree is not as healthy. It's complete limbs with no leaves on them, or either limbs with very sparse leaves. And one of the things that I do if I'm out in a yard or a piece of a property looking at trees and I see one tree that I don't think looks as healthy as the other ones, if it's a poplar, I look at a poplar, the one I'm looking at, then I try to find a like poplar in an area that has not been affected and compare the leaf canopy to the one that I'm looking at. It gives you a reference point to. So, and the other thing, you need to look at the trunk of your tree to see if the bark is attached. If bark's falling off of it, or you have cracks or splits going down to it, then you know that usually indicates you have a problem.
Well, you know, we was talking about lightning here a little while ago hitting a tree, and being that Terry does sawmills.
I was telling quite the story. I had a tree that got. I mean, I was sawing it up, and it was obviously hit by lightning and could not get one straight piece of lumber off the whole log. It was just, I guess, the way it cooks it. But you got quite the, especially, if, I guess, a tree in your yard or something, you got a workaround to kind of save those trees.
In some yards, but we've done a lot of it on golf courses, we've installed lightning protection. Tree with a large canopy, you install one main terminal at the top and then some smaller terminals out into the canopy, and then you bring it back down to one copper lead and bring it back all the way down the trunk of the tree and then out into the ground and then ground it to a grounding rod. But we've had good success with that on golf courses to prevent damage. I do not believe that lightning rods draw lightning. I believe that they protect the tree if it gets hit by lightning.
It gives it a safe path to.
Is it bronze?
Copper.
Copper. The spike on it. There's a reason for it, I believe, and it's got to do with the ozone level as the lightning comes through.
Okay.
But now, do you have to come back periodically and raise that one up as a tree grows, or
you do have to come back and inspect it over the years to move the lightning rod up into the tree as the canopy goes, so that you're protecting the tree, and then also. As the tree grows, it might try to encapsulate the copper cable that's going up the tree. So sometimes you have to loosen that cable and move it out a little bit.
I can see Randy now sawing into it, getting a hold of that cable.
Copper's not bad, but you know, we had a poplar tree right there, and our driveway got hit by lightning, and it just run directly down the side of it, and it peeled the bark back six inches on each side.
It's amazing what it'll do.
It basically loosened the bark up on the whole side, but we got half a tree that's good and half a tree that's dead, you know?
If, say that's the case, Tony, you got a tree like that, is there anything you can do to save it?
It's definitely a case-by-case basis, but usually if you have a tree with 30% or more of decay or a rot or bark missing, then usually that tree is either a hazard or will soon become a hazard.
Right.
And if you lose one half of the tree, then, you know, your trees aren't, balance may not be the best way to describe it, but, I mean, your tree is more one-sided, so it's going to be more exposed to wind and weather and be more prone to fail than if the tree had a complete canopy in it. Then when you have ice or wind, one side's going to help the other one from get protected.
Well, the good thing is this tree isn't around the house, so I can take that down myself.
Don't worry about it there. Well, but, you know, and I guess another big part of your business is you're talking about the canopies and things, but the actual pruning of trees, not necessarily removal, but just the trimming up and the pruning.
Yeah, we do pruning. We do some interior pruning to remove dead wood and remove entanglements and let more light into the tree. And then also while you're pruning, you can inspect the tree, see if you have any hazardous problems in your tree, weak forks or crotches, and while you're in the tree.
Well, now there is a right and a wrong way to prune, I believe.
That is correct.
And evidently, I did the wrong pruning on my uncle's maple tree here. I cut it too tight to the main trunk itself, and